For years, the evolution of Shelby County has been one of outward growth, people looking for that little slice of heaven, a house or a yard. But the tide is turning on sprawl in many cities. Memphis is once again focused on urban density. There's been a huge apartment boom downtown, but for the suburbs, density poses a harder question. After all, they were created as a respite from density. With us today is Commercial Appeal reporter Corinne Kennedy. She covers the suburbs. Thanks for coming out to the suburbs.
Thanks for having me here.
Corinne, this is sort of an existential issue for Germantown. One of the big debates right now is whether the suburb should build new apartments, so much so that the city spent the last 18 months studying the issues. Well, that report just came out, 355 pages. What did the report find?
So there's no sweeping conclusions to this report. People who didn't support high-density development before have said that this report confirms their belief that there's enough apartments, we don't need more. People who support more growth or the city's proposed smart growth areas have said, well, this shows that, that's a good plan and that there won't be too much of a demand on city services.
What are the arguments for and against more apartments in Germantown?
Yeah, so the one of the major arguments against apartments, people have said that the density that the city already has is placing a strain on resources. So building more apartments could lead to, let's say, slower response times from police or firefighters and paramedics, that there could be more children added to the Germantown Municipal School District, causing overcrowding at the schools. But, people who support more growth have said, basically, Germantown is a wonderful community. We need to add different types of housing to accommodate for different people. Not everyone wants to or can live in a, single family home on a large lot.
So let's address why apartments might be necessary there. It used to be people moved to the suburbs because they wanted a nice, affordable house. Why would someone want an apartment in the suburbs?
Yeah, so some people want a suburban lifestyle, even if they don't want the house and the dog and the picket fence. They want a safer community or a better school system.
Or a Trader Joe's.
Or a Trader Joe's.
So one interesting takeaway from the report was that different types of dwellings do put different strains on the government. And one alderman was surprised that while housing for the elderly made up about 5% of the city's residences, they account for about 11% of the calls to the fire department. So that raises a sort of cynical question about gatekeeping. The arguments one might use against new apartment complexes, that they bring in the riffraff from other parts of the county, could easily be used against assisted living facilities as well, if you're just looking at what it costs on resources.
Yeah, I think that's one of the interesting things about this report. Assisted living facilities do have a much higher rate of calls for EMS and paramedic services than any other type of housing in the city. But largely, the study found that the calls for service from most types of housing was about proportional to the amount of that type of housing that there is in the city. So, for example, apartments make up 6% of Germantown's housing stock currently. Calls for service to the police department was about 2% come from apartments.
Is this debate over apartments sort of a question of what do we want Germantown to be?
That is at the heart of this issue. So there's a lot of people who think Germantown has developed enough and then it's getting away from its roots as kind of this quiet suburban community where neighbors know neighbors, the small town feel that a lot of people leave cities to find in the suburbs. Whereas other people have said, that's just not reality anymore. We can't keep pursuing this kind of sleepy little Mayberry identity because that's gone. And we need to look at development because, people have come to expect a certain standard of living in Germantown. They want to be able to shop local and eat local. And if we don't keep developing the city, maybe some of these shops, like the coveted Trader Joe's, might end up going somewhere else.
Finally, Corinne, Germantown, like many of the suburbs, is essentially landlocked real estate. There's not a lot of space left to build. That's why when the Germantown Country Club closed recently, there was probably a lot of interest in buying it. Even the city of Germantown has proposed purchasing that land as maybe a huge park. Is that feasible? Where are we on that?
So at this point, people who are interested in purchasing the property are making bids to the real estate company, Cushman Wakefield, which is representing the current property owners. So that is open for about another 2 weeks. Then the real estate agent and the trustee representing the family who owns the Germantown Country Club are going to look at all the bids they've received and see which ones, I guess, are interesting to them, or essentially who's offering enough money to make it interesting to them. So we should know in about 2 to 3 weeks how realistic the idea of the city buying it and turning it into a park is.
Corinne Kennedy covers the suburbs for the Commercial Appeal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.